Welcome to the ParentNet podcast by Focus on the Family Singapore. In each episode, we'll be speaking with everyday parents and practitioners as they share with us gems from their parenthood journey. Keep tuning in to learn with us as we figure it out together.
Hello and welcome to the ParentNet podcast. My name is June and I'm your host for this episode. In Singapore, fatherhood is evolving, but in a society that still sees caregiving as a mother's main role, new dads often face the journey quite unseen and unsupported. Joining us today are Naomi Toh and Edna Sim, both mothers and professionals passionate about supporting young families. They are the founders of Kindred Haven, which they'll share a bit more later. They also recently surveyed about 80 dads in Singapore to better understand the emotional and mental challenges that new fathers face. Welcome to our ParentNet podcast, Naomi and Edna. Could you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Hi, so I'm Naomi and I am a mental health counsellor in my professional work. I've been in the social service sector for a couple of years already and I am a mother of one as well. So my toddler just turned 2 years old and I've been through my own journey of infertility, miscarriage and then being able to have a child and feel a lot for this area of work in supporting young families and being able to offer some mental health skill set as well to this area of work.
Hello everyone, it's a pleasure to be here today. My name is Edna and my training is as a social worker and I have been in the social service sector for over 8 years. I am also a mother of 2 young kids, 4 years old and 1 year old. And Naomi and I are very honored that we can be here today to talk about dads. Fathers have a very special place in our hearts, especially the mental health of fathers, because we know how invisible they can feel. They often have a lot of needs, but their needs tend to be overlooked and they don't tend to seek help because, you know, there are a couple of things that they are struggling with. They might not feel like they have a right to struggle, which really creates that barrier from seeking help. So Naomi and I have a passion and a heartbeat for expecting parents and young families. And that's why we started Kindred Haven, which is a social impact venture aiming to provide mental health support for parents from the perinatal phase through to early parenthood. Because we believe that when parents are supported, children and families will thrive.
Wow, that's so inspiring hearing you both. You know, young mothers that you both are, and yet something about being able to support fathers out there, you know, especially those who are really new on this fathering journey, right? Really good to have you both here and to hear about your work in this space. I'm a bit curious about the survey that you all recently did with the new dads in Singapore. Could you share one or two, you know, key insights that arose from your survey? How are our new dads actually coping?
Through the survey results, I think what we found was that the primary sources of stress that our fathers face are a couple. Number one, it would be balancing work and family time. Number two, it's about being able to find time and space to self-care and alone time also. Number three, it's about stresses surrounding the relationship and the marriage with the partner. And lastly, it's about parenting confidence, that they feel they may be lacking some skill sets in knowing what their child needs and appropriate age. So these are the primary sources of stress. The other insight that came up was that we found that 82% of the fathers responded that they were actually looking and seeking out to be a part of like support groups, communities, even coaching as well, mentoring by older father figures. And that was quite interesting because we wouldn't think that fathers would be really wanting that social connection in a group setting, right? So, but the results tell us otherwise. And the last point that the survey showed us was that in terms of emotional management, quite a lot of fathers express that they struggle with anger and not knowing how to express it out or who to express it to. So that tells us a lot about the way that they are trying to support their wives, their newborn, and just family needs. And they may not be able to find spaces to be expressing their emotions.
So I'm hearing that there are different sources of stress that a new father generally tends to face. At the same time, that was also a bit of an encouraging insight that came out, right? You mentioned above 80% are actually seeking, you know, to join some kind of support group, friend group or community group involving new dad. So it does sound like what we often tell new parents or young parents to do, you know, go find your tribe, go find your village. It takes a village to raise a child. So it's not just the moms who will gravitate to support groups. It's really good to know that fathers too are looking out for this kind of source of support for their journey about the anger bit, which is quite a concern, but it's also great to know that it's at least on your radar, right? Because the more aware you are about the problem, then the more you are able to, I guess, take steps to address it.
And regarding about the community, I think there have been extensive research, right? Like we all know that regardless whether you're a mother or a father, we all need community. We are all just biologically wired to need community, not only just survive, but to thrive as well. And I guess the survey results shows that men don't only need community, they actually want community. And I think in Singapore, unfortunately, there hasn't been much father-specific postpartum resources or community for this group of population. And that's what we are trying to do at Kindred Haven as well, which is to really start building a community for fathers so that they don't struggle alone. And they feel supported, you know, that they are not the only one experiencing this, but there are other dads out there who are experiencing this and can understand them in a very non-judgmental space. And I think that's something that we really hope to support in Singapore.
Yeah, it's really great to hear, you know, all the new plans as well as the heart behind this initiative that you have grown. In a society that still sees, you know, caregiving, especially in the early years of a child's life, as mainly the mother's role and the mother's responsibility, could you share a little bit about why a father's presence and involvement, even in the perinatal or in the postpartum period, why is it so important?
When we think of how an involved father figure looks like, it symbolizes that nurturing figure, warm, supportive, affectionate, present, and attuned figure, right? So an involved father would be able to positively engage with the children, would be able to offer availability of themselves, where the children is able to assess them. There is also that element of being able to be responsible to share the load of caring for a child. For example, it would be looking like, oh, you know, what kind of books or toys are appropriate for my child at this age? Because a lot of that sometimes fall naturally into the mother's kind of radar, right? Because we are wired to be looking out for, to nurture in a different way. And that's okay, because I think different gender are just wired differently. I think for fathers, what they do very differently than mothers is, if you look at the way they play with the children, it is just the father tends to be a bit rougher with the child. There is that balance of excitement and safety that teaches a child to manage arousal, self-control, and they just play quite differently as compared to a mum with a child, right? And there is research that's also showing that fathers are able to teach what it means to be taking risks, to be able to be independent, to be able to explore. And while mothers tend to emphasize a lot more on like, oh, you know, we need to avoid injury, avoid risk, avoid going out too far. So I think for fathers wise, the involvement of themselves in the lives of the children and together with their wife as a partner in a partnership to bring up the children brings about a lot of different benefits as well, which I think Edna can add on.
Maybe I'll bring in a bit of my own personal experience. I mentioned earlier on that I have two kids, so I experienced postpartum the fourth trimester twice. And I remember with my firstborn in the fourth trimester, it was a really, really difficult time for the whole family because it was COVID-19 pandemic. And my husband, he works in the healthcare industry, so he was really overstretched, working many hours, shifts, and, you know, just all that fear about contracting COVID and all the extra safety precautions that we had take. And so in the fourth trimester, I remember feeling quite isolated And I also remember feeling quite overwhelmed and tired because I saw how hard he was working at work and I really wanted to preserve his sleep at night. So I was like, okay, don't worry, you know, like I'll do all the night feeds, you just go and sleep. And he had to sleep in a separate room because we were afraid about the virus and the infections and all that. So the first experience was really hard for me, really isolating, and I felt a bit like I was alone in taking care of the baby. And it can be hard because when a baby cries, somehow the cries of the baby is very distressing for the mother. It just affects the mom and the dad just differently. And there's actually science to back this up. In the second postpartum, I experienced it very differently in that, you know, obviously the pandemic was over and my husband was a lot more involved in the night wakes. And I realized that although I had good intentions in wanting to protect his night sleep, it was very important for him to be involved as well. Not just for the parent-child relationship, but also in supporting my mental health. So I also had to learn to say yes more in allowing him to be more involved and in allowing him to help me. And it was as simple as, you know, after I've latched the baby, he would take the baby, go and change the diapers. He would, you know, carry her and soothe her back to sleep. And that really helped because it gave me, you know, more time to, you know, settle back to sleep and just feeling really supported and feeling really seen for this caregiving aspect of raising an infant. So a father's involvement in postpartum, I think much has been said about it, and we definitely know that it's so important in protecting the emotional and mental health of moms, promoting secure attachment with the children. The benefits are just endless. Like, we could go on and on talking about this.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing your personal experience, Edna. You know, I think what I'm hearing is that a father's presence and involvement doesn't just benefit the child or the father-child relationship. It is also so key in terms of that sense of support a new mom might really need. So I see it as the benefits are really go multi-ways, you know, and it really works to strengthen the family as a unit in this transitional season, right? Every time you usher in a newborn child into the family, it's like a different season, a different change. At this point, with you both being relatively young moms yourself, right? And I'm sure you're also quite clued in to the experiences of other young parents around you. Have you heard anything about like what dads may often go through in terms of their own emotional journey?
I can speak for my husband and then for other fathers that we have heard from. So fathers generally want to be able to be helpful to their wives and to be involved in the current age, right, that we're in. So what my husband actually struggled a lot with was being able to offer help in constructive ways that did not trigger me. So what I mean by that is, like, I think in the research field, there is this term which is called maternal gatekeeping. So it's a very interesting concept where it's like a gate that we want to open and close, and we set certain expectations because we biologically are wired to our child's needs differently. And sometimes we close the gates on our husbands where we feel that, oh, the way that you put the child to sleep is just not ideal. Don't pet or like don't do certain gestures, etc. And we become, don't rock. And we become really quite micromanaging in certain sense, and we forget that can be different ways of caregiving. There can be different alternative ways that our husbands are able to put the child to sleep, play with the child differently, communicate with the child, and we don't want to be taking control of that as well. What my husband struggled with a lot was me being angry with him during the whole postpartum, and me maybe not really attuned to what are his needs, right? Because I'm so hyper-focused on this new life's needs. And that changes a lot about the intimacy between the couple, the closeness, the way that we carve out time for each other without just placing so much attention on what does the child need. And that can create a lot of exhaustion on both parties as well. So that's my experience, yeah.
Earlier on, Naomi shared about our survey results about dads struggling with irritability and anger, right? And, you know, research about postnatal depression for fathers actually shows that they don't experience it as classic sadness that we typically see in mothers, but instead they experience it in symptoms that often show up as irritability, anger and frustration, right? And I think that can be quite common, especially in such a challenging transitional period. And we do notice from, you know, the work that we've been doing, as well as our social circle and our own lived experience, that some symptoms that might show that dads might be struggling, apart from irritability, is also withdrawal, and they might be feeling disconnected to their baby. And maybe perhaps some more behavioral presentations that can be observed is overworking as a way to cope, staying out at work in order to reduce conflicts at home, or maybe even numbing with like screens, gaming, movies, or even, you know, alcohol and substance use as well. Dads definitely do struggle. Like, they struggle differently from how moms do, but they do struggle, and their experience is not any less than moms, just because they were not the ones that birthed the child. But we notice that dads often feel a sense of barrier in seeking help, because they feel that I was not the one that conceived the child, that held the child in my body for 9 months. I was not the one that went through the birth trauma. I was not the one that delivered the child. I'm not the one that, you know, is taking care of the child 24/7. So who am I to be struggling when my wife is not? Or they might dismiss their needs and say that, you know, my wife is having a harder time than I am. But I think what I want to encourage anyone listening in, whether or not you're a father or mother, is that it's not a competition about who is struggling more and therefore who deserves the help. If you are struggling, reach out for help with your family and friends, or if you need a more neutral party, additional support, therapy for yourself, for the couple, can be really helpful. And when one party feels better, it affects the whole family.
I think that's so insightful, you know, the fact that fathers struggle too, just because, you know, that they were not the ones who carried the child for 9 months or even gave birth to the baby. It doesn't mean that they now have no recourse, you know, to seek help or to seek support for themselves. And I wonder how much of this also comes a bit from the stereotypical or the traditional mindset of, oh, as a father, you have to just be stoic and you have to just stick with it and just grin and bear it, right? Yeah. Even fathers should give themselves permission to feel the way they do and to get the support that they need.
Absolutely. I think our survey also shows that a lot of dads did not seek help because they feel like they can fix it on their own, or that they just need to ride it through. But sometimes, actually most of the time, early intervention can be really helpful. And just to give yourself that permission, like you mentioned, to acknowledge how you're feeling without any judgment, without any criticism, allow yourself to check in with yourself, your body. What support is it that I need at this moment right now?
And the whole family can then actually benefit from a healthier and a happier father.
Definitely.
And Naomi, you were sharing a little bit about this concept on maternal gatekeeping, which I thought was really interesting as well. And looking back to my many years ago when I first had my newborn, and I think I can really relate to some of the things that you said, being a bit critical over why the daddy would do certain things, like coming home from work and then exciting the baby because, you know, obviously he wants to play with the child, right? But then it's bedtime soon, and I then feel like, oh, later on I have to pay the price because it's harder to, you know, put her to sleep. But it's a bit of a very sticky situation where it's almost like you have to kind of balance off the needs here. The needs of the child, the needs of the mom, the needs of the dad.
Very interestingly, Gottman Institute, which focuses a lot on marriage, relationship satisfaction, they actually did a lot of studies and they found that almost 2/3 of couples will experience a dip in the relationship satisfaction up to 3 years after the child is born. Mm. So I think for those who didn't go through this rupture in the relationship, what they found out that was helpful was partnership, right? Being able to journey together, practice healthy conflict management and be able to tackle things together and fight the battles together. So instead of asking very close-ended question when our husbands come home, you know, like, did you buy the groceries already? Do you pay the phone bill already? You know, so when we start asking very close and the operational questions, those are just telltale signs of how we are disconnecting from our partner as well. And after having a child, I think what is important for couples to remember is that we are lovers before we are parents, right? And to be able to keep that intimacy guarded as well. So I think it's important to remember that fathers have needs as well.
That's so true. Thanks for sharing that tip. We are indeed first a married couple before we become parents. So I'm hearing that the marital relationship really plays a very big part in terms of helping fathers feel a sense of connection to the baby and also to his wife. Edna also mentioned, let's allow them to have a space to voice their feelings and even encourage them, right, through small ways. Maybe even encourage them to seek out their own support networks and support groups out there. I'm just wondering if you could leave, maybe a new father is listening into this podcast. What is one thing that you would encourage this new dad to do? Perhaps he's been feeling a little disconnected from the wife, a little hard to like figure out his new role in this season. What is one thing that you would tell this father to do?
I would say that we at Kindred Haven, we hope that fathers can see their own mental health as part of the care of their wife and their baby as well. Fatherhood can be a challenging transition. We would encourage fathers to show themselves grace and compassion. Be on the same team as your partner. Set each other up for success. Be as proactive as you can in helping each other learn and grow as parents, as Naomi mentioned earlier on as well, which is to fiercely protect the marriage.
As fathers, you play a really important role in your daughter's or your son's life because a father holds the key to his daughter's secure attachment as well. You are the first figure that your daughter looks to, right? In knowing how a relationship is to be like, how does it look like to be able to love and be accepted and be seen and be held. When you work on the marriage and preserve it, you also display that to your children. And of course, from a father to a son, it's about really role modeling, appropriate expression of emotions, even if it's being able to just tell your children how you feel. That really sets up, you know, the generations to come to realize that all the emotions that we deemed as negative are not to be avoided as well. So fathers, you really play a really crucial role. And even though it may not feel like it, that we as wives may not appreciate you enough, but know that you are just as important.
Well said. Thank you both so much. It's been really great having you here and to share so many deep insights into this new season and chapter of fatherhood. For our listeners out there, if you are keen to tap into Kindred Haven, do look for them online and we'll be able to share it in our show notes as well. So thank you once again for being here with us.
Thank you.
To our listeners out there, for more of our parenting resources, do head over to family.org.sg/subscribe. And if today's episode resonated with you, remember to hit the follow button to stay connected. Leave us a review or share it with a fellow father or a friend who might benefit from this as well. So that's it for today. Do keep tuning in to the Parenet podcast to learn and grow in your parenting journey.